Hi, Julie. All right.
Oh, that's better.
Okay. Now, let's sort these things out. So, tomorrow, yeah, Nikki Wick's coming in. Now, I had Nikki Wick as potential for the 10th as well. I don't know if you've...
Yeah, do you know what? Is I haven't heard back from her.
Okay.
As yet, because I was about to ring you and say I haven't heard back from her.
Oh, so she may not come tomorrow.
I don't know where... Don't know all where
right.
she's at.
All right. I so, can't print a label or do anything, but all right, we'll just leave it.
Don't leave her. Leave her. Yeah, yeah is. But Alana is as keen as all get out.
Great. All right. Lovely.
Is okay. And she's got her filled out form with her.
Yeah, because I'll tell you what, Nikki, yeah, because see, she wouldn't have got an SMS thing because I haven't even got a phone number for her.
Yeah, because I've done.
I can just send her the SMS reminder and see if she replies.
Yeah, hang on.
What do you think?
Yeah. Yeah, because I'd sent her one on Friday.
Oh, you sent her one
again
too.
Today.
Oh, well, if I send her one too, we'll see if she doesn't reply.
Yeah, hang on. Yeah, yes.
We know how fickle these young girls are or can be.
Oof. Yeah, 04-32-508-368.
I'll read that back to you. 04-32-508-368.
Yep.
Lovely. All right, beautiful. I'll send her an SMS and see what
happens. Yeah. Have I sent you Alana, any of Alana's stuff?
I've got a fair bit of Alana's. I'll go into it and I'll tell you what I've got. Has she filled in one of your forms?
No, she's filled in one of your forms.
One of our forms with your... Yeah, because it's got your little sticker on it, which I like. I think that's a really good idea because I know straight away then that they're...
Yeah.
Okay, I have got for her... I've got her address, 30 Doctors Gully Road, Doreen.
Yeah. Oh, no, and you'll get a better form from her because I've also sent her your form as well.
Yeah. Oh, great, yeah.
So David won't sort of go...
And I've even got the referral in here too.
Good,
Dr. Rebecca Zoo.
Yeah, good.
Let me see what I've got. Maybe I've even scanned it in. The referral's here. So I probably got it from the referral. Yeah, so I've got the referral. It's just the form and I'll get the rest of the stuff.
Yeah, because if you've got our, and she'll bring all of that in tomorrow because she's going to be a supergirl, superannuation, if she can, yeah.
Oh, okay. That's
fun. So she's got it all, yeah. So it's just saying her doctor's prepared to do it if David can write a good report for her.
Okay, all right.
Does that make sense? You know, as long as David writes more than a sentence.
Okay. All right. No, he will. You just tell him what he needs to do.
Yeah.
Now on the 10th, all right, David, as he ran out, he said, my fees, 8,000 plus GST for both, including implants.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. No, because he sent me a text with that. He just sent me that. My question is, what is his normal surgical fee for doing breast implants?
Implants, I think it's 6 plus GST.
If you reckon that, then that makes me happy because I can put because what I wanted to clarify with him was that he was going to charge us, I think it was 80% of what it was.
The labiaplasty fee?
No. Of anything else that we do. Like if his surgical fee is 6.
Yeah. And then we have to put GST.
Oh, yeah. No, just leave the GST out for the minute.
Although, actually, he said 8, 8, 8. But the GST, maybe... because the GST is only for the implant bit, not for the other. So maybe it'd be 8.6. If that makes sense.
Right, say it again. So if he was the surgical fee is around 8,000
or so.
Yeah, David
said 8 total, but the GST is only for the implant part.
Yeah, no, that's what I've... that's what I've got. Yeah.
Which is why
it comes to 8. Yeah, because it comes to 2.5 for the breast, for the labiaplasty, which is normal.
Yeah.
Is the thing I just wanted to clarify with him was... Yeah. What is his surgical fee for implants? is what is he normally charged for just to do implants as a surgical fee is six.
And it includes the implants.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So, but if that's six, then that's perfect because I can charge her six because I've done a lot of talking with her with the implants as well.
Oh, all right. I'm with you. Yeah. So you have your little bit. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So I can put a little bit on it for us and still keep it within the realms of the of the storybook, which is nice. Yes.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
And did she pick out implants? Are they all chosen and things?
They have half done that.
All right.
Yeah, it's because she'll be 250s.
Yeah.
All he reckons.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. No, we had a lovely chat for her about all of that.
Good. Good.
Is which is nice. And so she's just, I'm not going to bother her this afternoon.
No,
I thought I'll bother her tomorrow because it's all happening really quickly.
It is, but it is. And I'll send off an email to Sir John Monash and get their quote.
Yeah.
The anaesthetist, I don't usually ring them and get a quote. I just do it on time. So I don't even know how long David says it will be.
You said an hour and a half. I reckon it'll be two and a half.
Two and a half. So they're usually... $800. The most they are is $800 an hour. And then they add half an hour. So...
So $300.
This is Chantel. She might do it for a little bit less. She might be about $700. Now, did David send you a quote sheet?
No, just a text.
Oh, just a text, all right, because I haven't even looked. He's just walked out, so I haven't even looked at the files yet. Let me see what he said.
Yeah.
Hang on, because she'll just do what he says. Where's he left it all? Is it here? Yeah, here we go. Let me see if I can find it. It's her. Look at this one. Yeah, okay. Oh, no, he hasn't filled one in. God. So I don't know times. I might give him a call before he arrives so I can get all that information and we can get something together for her, okay?
Yeah, no, that's good because he was, at least if we can clarify all of
that. Or should
we
just do it tomorrow and let him...
No. Look, do you know what? I'm going to say to her it's going to be between 2.5 to 3 hours.
Yeah.
Because, do you know what? It will be.
Implants are normally 90 minutes.
Yeah, which is 90.
And the labiaplasty is normally 45.
Yeah. So that comes in at around 2.5. Is because you haven't got the initial setup bits on each of them because they'll be asleep. If he does the implants first, then he can just go down the other end and there's no...
Well, they don't have
anesthetic
to change their position or anything.
So I reckon if we give her a quote for 2.4 for the anesthetist, because it's going to be different because half of it can be rebatable.
Yeah. Well, that's why the quote's going to be a bit messy. Some of it. And then sometimes... Look, sometimes when the most of it has the hospital will work it all out. Sometimes with his fee, just sort of, I don't know, sometimes he just ignores the GST because there is an item number in there and he ignores the GST on the other.
Yeah.
Did he say GST on?
Yeah, he has said that. It's on the file.
He has said it. Okay. I might give him a call and just ask him because maybe he's forgotten about the item number and I need the item number too to get the...
Yeah, because I can give you that if you want it, but you can get it from...
Yeah. What is it, Julie?
It is 355-34.
355-34. Okay. All right, gorgeous. All right, leave it with me. I'll just get... David, to clarify a few things and call you back, okay?
Yep, okay, beautiful.
All right.
You're a darling.
Bye, darling.
Thank you.
Bye. Bye.